Hello, this is Against the Tide TV from Poland. I'm Monika Chojecka, and together with me is Mr. Elman Yuan, a Hong Kong entrepreneur who supports Hong Kong pro-democratic protests. It's an honor to have you in our TV.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Firstly, I need to say that we really appreciate what you're doing in Hong Kong, and it's incredible.
Well, I appreciate your support, even though, you know, we are so far apart, but we share the same spirit.
And of course, today we're going to talk about the current situation in Hong Kong and about a new national security law which was forced by Communist China in Hong Kong. But my first question is more general. How has Hong Kong changed in the last 23 years since People's Republic of China took over Hong Kong, Mr. Yuan?
Yes, the biggest regret we both have is the American allowed the communists to continue to rule China after the Tiananmen Square incident in 1989, which is about the same time as your regain of independence from the communists. So that was the beginning of the trouble. In fact, the negotiation, the British and Sino-British a joint declaration was negotiated from middle of 80. But then they have the Tiananmen Square, which basically exposed the communist way of suppression. They did it in Poland or in Hungary and Czechoslovakia. So, but then it was too late because the British have already agreed to return Hong Kong to the Chinese, to the communist Chinese, sorry. And so anyway, 1997 was the handover. In the first 5 years, they behaved, right? The communists behaved. And Mr. Jiang Zemin, the party secretary of CCP, he said, I put the Joint Declaration book and the basic law, which is the result of the Joint Declaration. He said, I put it in my pocket, that little book. But then after 2003, they tried to start forcing Hong Kong to legislate the security law, something like what they have just passed. So Hong Kong was up in arms. Hong Kong at that time had about 7 million people, and 500,000 people took to the street. And suddenly the communists realized they don't control Hong Kong. And as you know, the spirit of any communist, is to control everything, including your talking, your belief, your spirit, and your religion. They want to control everything. So when they see 500,000 of Hong Kong people on the street, they say, wow, Hong Kong is out of control. We need to impose our system of control. So from 2003 onwards, they have been infiltrating the whole Hong Kong system, starting with the police, the administration, the business, everything. They just send in their own people. So right now, we have 7.5 million people, roughly about 2 million people came from China after 1997, all right? And those people are all loyal to the CCP. So in the basic law or the Joint Declaration, they promised us direct election, free and direct election, both for our legislation body and also for our chief executive. We used to call them governor in the British day. Chief executive is the highest power executive in Hong Kong, government executive. But then they think this is going to be trouble because they're going to lose control. So they reneged and then say, oh, we're going to do it 7 years later. So then by 2014, suddenly they say, oh, one country, two systems. No, one country is more important. We need to respect one country. And the two system is secondary. So then they reneged again, saying that we have no plan for direct election, for both direct election. So of course Hong Kong people were very, very disappointed. So we had the movement of Occupy Central. Basically, we occupy the central district, which is the business district of Hong Kong, for several months, right? We didn't get anywhere. They didn't get to do anything because we have no arm. We have nothing, right? We just have a freedom-loving country. We have the international press. And then by last year, they initiated an extradition law in Hong Kong, which means they can extradite anybody to China and have the trial in China instead of Hong Kong. All they have to do is to notify the Hong Kong court. They don't need to go through any Hong Kong trial. People, of course, were up in arms because then, you know, they can catch anybody and kidnap anybody and send them over the border legally and to stand trial. They've been doing that anyway, but not that many. And mostly on their own people, the corrupted officials who stole money and then they caught them and then take them back and force them to cough up with the money, right? So last year we stood up against them. I'm sure you saw them on TV. Our young people actually, in fact, used umbrella as their violence. And the police, of course, and everything. They have all the riot gears to suppress the people. And almost 9,000 kids were arrested, and lots of kids were tortured. Girls were attacked and raped, and many murders. We never know how many they are. The communists are very good, as you have experienced, in destroying evidence. And we don't know. Thousands of kids have been sent to China, across the border, to camps. We never have any evidence. This is what they're good at. So in thousands. So now, finally, with the pandemic around the world, they know the world is busy with the pandemic. So they start again with this national security law, trying to, while everybody is busy with their pneumonia, with the Wuhan virus, they try to pass this law. This is a draconian law. They can send in their own police, their own prosecutors, and their own judges. Of course, they hide it. They say, oh, it's recommended by the Hong Kong government. But then the Hong Kong government, they have full control, right? So we know that by the time that this law was passed on June 30th, and we knew by then it's all over. Our freedom, every kinds of freedom, is over. And they can do whatever they want. And I have a different theory. Go ahead, sorry.
Our viewers, our Polish viewers, what this new national security law really means for Hong Kong in practice?
Okay, this is a law not passed by Hong Kong legislation. It's passed by Beijing. They don't even let anybody see the detail until the day June 30th, they publish on the Hong Kong Gazette. Gazette means the government's paper. The law basically say they have the right to overrule all Hong Kong laws. They can send their own policemen. They are not accountable to the Hong Kong government. We have no right to stop them. Our police have no right to stop them. They can do anything freely with no interference by the Hong Kong government. It means one country, one system. And we have, in appearance, our own law. It's very much the same. Maybe your country experienced when the Soviet Union, they can come in and do whatever they want. And it's very, very similar to our situation. That's why I was very sympathetic when you guys were successful with Gdansk. And we feel the same way. Very happy for you.
You said in one of your interview about the rape of Hong Kong. Can you explain to our viewers what you mean?
Yes, the police last year, they were about 5,000 military police from China, came to Hong Kong. They dressed in Hong Kong police uniform, right? But then their dialect and their behavior It's very different from Hong Kong, because the Hong Kong police basically are very, very well trained under the British system, very, very civil, right? And they never act violently. Even while they arrest you, they are forceful but polite. But then, of course, in China, all those policemen are used to bullying people with whatever they want. I mean, they are the law. There is no law in China, all right? So they came in and many girls were raped. Unfortunately, the rape ones, some were murdered. Well, after they raped a girl, they murdered them, dumped them in the sea. You know, Hong Kong is an island. And many missing, and some even thrown from the building as a suicide. So those survived, and not many, but we can only interview a few. One of the girls willing to expose her face, but the others were hiding. So it was tragic. And before I left Hong Kong 3 weeks ago, I was able to persuade this girl, Sonia, the one who exposed herself in the video, to find the other girls. And these girls were sexually attacked. Of course, they don't accept. It's the real people. It's the real narrative, real story, and they did not exaggerate in any form. All right, not some of the people may exaggerate because they hate the police. But we told them, please just tell the truth. The world would believe. Sorry, especially women. So we make this video. We make this video to let the world understand what the CCP really are. You know, the world, you know, today China, of course, they have some money. They made a lot of money exporting goods. And so they can use money. They bought all the major media newspaper. Let's say United States, CNN, CNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, Bloomberg, you name it. They would never speak badly of the communist Chinese. But because they were all paid, China made huge amount of money, all right? In total, China made $20 trillion in US dollars, but then they spent half of it in buying oil and the raw material and everything. The other half, of course, the rich, the mafia family in China, they were able to steal those money and invest overseas. That's why you go to the major cities. It's all the nicest buildings are all owned by the Chinese, the mainland Chinese. But then some of the money, at least they've been spending huge amount of money to bribe everybody, government officials. I mean, your country, the same, all right? Whoever can make decisions, they want to do your 5G, all right? And 5G means basically your whole country will be under their surveillance. Anybody if you use their 5G network, because your mobile phone has to go through the base station. If they control the base station, everything you do, they know you better than you know yourself. All right? So this is why America is advising everybody not to use the 5G. But anyway, this is the fact now. And I think we have a huge problem. Vatican, you know? I mean, I remember the Polish Pope was very nice. It was John Paul, right? John Paul, very nice. And then now this Pope is a communist. The whole Vatican server, the internal communication, is installed by Huawei, all right? They know exactly, they control the Vatican. They spend $2 billion a year to bribe the Vatican people. And I mean, to speak it, you know, you guys are all Catholic, very good Catholic. But basically the CCP control God's mouth through Vatican. That's how bad it is. There's a secret agreement between the Vatican and the CCP. So that when China can make the list of the candidate for bishops or cardinals, and then the Pope only has the right to pick from that list. You know how serious that is? So anyway, this kind of secret agreement, Why secret? Because the Pope Francis knew they cannot expose, they cannot reveal it, otherwise the Catholic will be very angry at him. And also, since they control the Vatican server, all right, the CCP through Huawei controls the Vatican server, they know all the communication between priests, all right? That's why they have all those dirty pictures, right?
Yeah.
As you know, we all know the problem.
And
that's why, okay, maybe it's too sensitive. It's okay.
No, we are talking about this matter because our TV is run by evangelical Christians, so we are not Catholic, and we are...
No, I'm not against Catholic. Yeah. I am totally not against Catholic.
Yeah.
But it's the communist influence on Vatican. They've infiltrated Vatican. You understand what I mean? Have you heard in history a pope will have to resign? Never in history. You know what I mean.
Yeah. And what do you think, why is that so, that the Vatican is cooperating with communist China, that the Pope Francis is cooperating with them?
Money, money, money. All right? Vatican has so many old guards. Those people were all paid off. $2 billion a year they bribe, US dollars. They bribe the Vatican people. It's an open secret, all right? You can look at Bannon's stuff. There's plenty of evidence, and everybody knew. And now Francis, Pope Francis is going to visit Beijing soon, and he never spoke one word sympathizing with Hong Kong. Never, not one word. Then you know, it's very easy. Whoever sympathized with Hong Kong, you can check, are not a communist. Whoever do not speak a word about Hong Kong's national security law are all being paid by CCP. That's why you look at CNN, BBC, and then Bloomberg, New York Times, Washington Post, not a word, no sympathy at all, not like you.
Yes, thank you for these words, because our television is reported on that, on the bad situation in Vatican and about the Pope Francis who is cooperating with Communist China. We have our correspondent in Taiwan, Hannah Shen, and she's also translate this information about, for example, this $2 billion to Polish viewers. So thank you for these words. And let's move to the Washington, because you've been there and you probably met many politicians there. And what is the attitude of U.S. political establishment toward Communist China?
I have been dealing mainly with the Congress because my mission is to ask U.S. The Congress either to use new law or old law to name the CCP as a criminal organization, and its 90 million members as criminals. All right, you've gone through communism. You know how bad those people are. All right, how they torture the people. Right, year after year. And so anyway, I met many congressmen. Every one of them are very, very angry. Right, because their voters are angry. Last Thursday I met two New Jersey congressmen. Right, they said 13,000 of our New Jersey people have died from the virus, and 13,000, and meaning they, including their family, at least 50,000 people are affected, and they are angry as hell. They want revenge. They want accountability. There is a lawyer standing behind every dead person, right? Wants accountability and compensation, right? So these congressmen, every congressman in the United States, were very, very anti-CCP. That's why the law passed on Friday through both Congress and the Senate, totally unanimous. Not a single vote against. This is the spirit. And they're looking for, there are more than 20 or 30 bills going through the Congress waiting to against the CCP or China, all right? Because they are after them. And the one I proposed had a lot of reception, very good reception, because I want to destroy the Chinese Communist Party once and for all, make it an illegal organization. All their members will be sanctioned, they cannot travel, because U.S. have the support of European Union, British, Japan, and South Korea, and the rest of the world. So the rest of the free world. So those people who have been sanctioned can only travel to those maybe some African countries, or North Korea, or Iran, or Venezuela, and so on. So I can put it simply, the American population, over 90%, are told they want revenge. So both the, as you know, the election is in November. Both the presidential election and the congressional election, the main subject is how do you force the China to be accountable, right? And the White House, as you know, is a problem. All right, the White House, there are hawks who wants to decouple with China, because they know if you continue to do business, they can come with another round of something. And there are also people in the White House, all right, and in the family, you know what I mean, very, very pro-China. They say, oh, China is such a big market, our economy needs China to recover. Right? That's the kind of excuse. And they have no idea. If China can attack once with virus, they can attack again. And then they start saying, oh, there's no evidence. There's no evidence that the Chinese spread the virus. In fact, the Chinese told all their own people the virus came from the United States. And I told the American, this is what I told the American, when somebody report a crime or somebody has died, if someone refused to let you go to the crime scene and destroy all the evidence, you basically have broken the law. They should be arrested. You understand? Any common murder, even one person, if they destroy the evidence and refuse to let the police in to inspect the crime scene, they will be arrested. This is already guilty. Then the Americans say, oh, I want to see a smoking gun. They will never see a smoking gun. These people are totally irresponsible for protecting their own people. 130,000 people have died, and this is not evidence. And then they have delayed. WHO just announced, I think yesterday, that the CCP have failed to inform WHO on time about the virus in China. They delayed altogether 2 months. They knew about it back in November and they didn't inform the world until January. Millions of people left Wuhan and hundreds of thousands of people went all over the world to spread the virus. I don't care if they were intentional or not, but the hiding of the evidence, all right, and the destroy of the evidence, and the delay of closing down the city, the delay in reporting to WHO, and giving wrong sequence to the American about the virus. These are prima facie. This is murder. May not be the first degree, but this is murder. And they are still looking for evidence because they hate to start a war against China. They knew. People are so worried. I know nobody wants war, neither do I. But after 130,000 people died, you don't even declare war. You are even afraid. You are afraid to decouple with China. That's too much. I say this in front of every American official, every congressman, because I don't lie. Right? I only tell the truth. And I don't need their help. I don't, my business, we don't depend on any American or Chinese.
Yes, and that is why our TV, together with our Taiwanese correspondent Hannah Shen, created a petition on the White House website for making accountable Communist China for spreading the virus all over the world. And we gained 100,000 needed signatures, and now we are waiting for an official response from the White House and President Trump. And thank you for these words, because what you're talking is very, very important now for the U.S., for the Hong Kong, and for the whole free world, in our opinion. And, sir, do you think Donald Trump administration really challenged Communist China, in your opinion?
He wanted to. But as you know, there are many, many influence inside the White House, right? Wall Street have tremendous influence. Hollywood, corporatist, and then media, there's tremendous influence. And Donald Trump, with this pandemic, basically, it has destroyed his legacy. The economy was doing very, very well just before the pandemics. It was never so good. And then his legacy was destroyed by the virus. And this is China, all right? I don't know, intentionally or not intentionally, China basically won the first round against the United States. And whether intentionally or not, that's not the issue. The reality, the result is what counts. So the fact is now, second round, you see all the trouble, the riots, and the looting they have you in US? We have evidence. It's all China behind the back. And then the third round will be the election. If Donald Trump lose the election, the Republican lose the election, USA would lose the third round. The rest of the world can only stand aside and watch. So that is the tragedy what we are facing. And lots of people are still want to go back to China and sell to that market. Those are dreamers. And the other thing, you know, I heard your country also have certain politicians want to do business with China. Let me tell you, China now is not the same China 5 years ago. They had a lot of money. All that money now is stolen by the rich family. All right? Money means US dollars, all right? RMB, nobody wants. It's the US dollar. We're stolen. You remember I was talking about 10 trillion? All right? Most of it has been stolen by the rich family, for the family, and invested outside, either in funds or in beautiful apartments, right, and houses. China has no more money. What they claimed they have are already secured for other purposes. They say they have less than 200 billion. Less than 200 billion cash flow, you understand, that they can use. The money they have, other money they have, already have been secured as obligation for other activities, right, for different banks and so on and so forth. So forget about doing business with China. Forget about them financing you. They have run out of US dollars. Unless you are willing to accept RMB, then it's okay. But if you want any help that costs in US dollars, they don't have. It's dried up. And let me tell you, the real reason for passing this Hong Kong national security law, they want the Hong Kong dollar, Hong Kong US dollar reserve. We have 400 billion Hong Kong dollar, US dollars as a Hong Kong reserve. And that money, they want to have control. They have run out of money. They want to take out, steal from our reserve. That is the real motive behind the national security law. I'm the first one. You are fortunate. You will be the first media to report this. And you watch my word. You can see that. They will steal all the money from Hong Kong. They want Hong Kong people to leave, all right? So all the countries are taking Hong Kong people, and they will put in their own 7 million people. They want to run Hong Kong. But not, that's not the reason. The most important reason is the money. Always follow the money.
These are very important words, sir. But let's go back to what you're talking about Polish people in Poland. You have lived and done business in China. And as we were talking, in Poland, we are often told by politicians or journalists that China is a capitalist country and there is no communist there. And what is your take on that?
Let me give your viewer an education. All right. The CCP are the best in deception. You're under deception. They are the master of deception. Country like your country or America, you even 100 years later, you would not understand how deceptive they are. Let me give you an example, which is very important. China is not a nation, all right? It's only a facade. The nation is a facade. The constitution is a facade. Nobody respects. There's no election. The government, behind every government official, there's a party secretary, like the very old days of communism, all right? You have the same in Poland. And behind every business, there is a party secretary at the end, at the very, very top, all right? The whole country is controlled by the party. And who controls the party? Several very, very powerful families, like the past president, Jiang Zemin, all right? It's a family. Zhu Rongji is a family. Wang Qishan's family. There are about maybe 30, 40 families, 50 families. These families are, remember you watched The Godfather, about the New York crime family? They have five families. But China had about 50 families. The family controlled the party, and the party controls the whole country. They have 90 million gangsters, all right? Hoodlums, you saw those movies, all right? You saw those movies, Chicago, the Al Capone movies. Yeah. Those are gangsters with guns. Those are the Communist Party members. They may not be holding guns, but they follow the order. And under them, 1.4 billion, basically slaves. Remember your country under the communist system? People were slaves, no different. You remember, you can ask your parents, all right? Everybody in Eastern Europe under USSR control, basically were slaves. But the party members, they were the gangsters. So there is no country. There is no government. There is no nation. It is a huge land of a crime family. All right? Mafias. This is what this is all about. Every time they talk about nation, all right? The embassy, right? For example, in Warsaw, you think it's controlled by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs? No. Party. They have a party secretary, which is higher than the ambassador. You understand? Luckily, you guys have experienced communism, so you know what I really mean. And Americans, up till today, still don't understand. They thought they are dealing with a country, all right? Which is just the facade. And this is the problem. You see, in the old days, it's okay because there's the Iron Wall, right? Iron Curtain. So people accepted the two systems are separate. So America will not be hurt. But then in the last 20, 30 years, China and US, they merged into one economy almost, global economy. So they cannot protect themselves anymore. That's how serious it is. And again, they are merging into your Polish economy. All right, they say, we do this for you, we'll do this for you, do that for you. And we will build a high-speed railway. We build this and build that. Basically, they integrate. And then you will owe them money. And finally, they control you. They don't need to control the whole country. Since they will have your communication, they control a few key person. Those few key person will change your policy towards China. And you will be slave to them instead of the USSR. You'll be slave to the People's Republic of China, without knowing, all right, without in name. And the Russian are very, very not skillful in controlling their people. But the communist Chinese are very, very skillful. You don't even know how they control Pakistan, how they control the people they fund, the African countries. They are far more skillful and deceptive than the Russian.
And that is why we are also promoting the book of General Robert Spalding, former Trump's advisor, Stealth War. We do recommend it to our viewers. Sir, when you say that the U.S. should cut off the U.S. dollars in and out of Hong Kong, some experts say it will only hurt every average Hong Kongers. How do you reply to that?
The freedom lovers in Hong Kong, they are willing to pay the price for freedom, rule of law, and democracy. We had freedom. We had rule of law under the British. All right, we didn't have democracy. Because the Beijing people told you, England, don't give Hong Kong democracy. We are against it. Remember when British let go their colonies, every colony have a free election. Singapore, remember? Every country that left the British Empire, the colonies, have free election. But the communists won against them. And then the British kowtow to the communist. But suddenly we realized they handed over to the communist China. In the first few years, okay, and then they start, all right, reneging on their own law and their own promise. So now we understand if we don't pay the price, we will never get our freedom, rule of law, and democracy. So we are willing to pay. So if we fight, if U.S. cut off the U.S. dollar transactions, the stock market maybe became half, Hong Kong dollar maybe became half of its value. This is a price to pay. Somebody has to pay for it. Freedom is not free. So that's why I say we are ready. We're ready.
And we were talking about American elections, upcoming elections. So what will happen, in your opinion, to Hong Kong or Taiwan if Joe Biden wins the upcoming election in the U.S.?
Yeah, I'll say a few words about Taiwan, all right? If the free world lose Hong Kong, the next will be Taiwan. I'm warning the Taiwan people and the president, Tsai, you immediately should, within this year, you should have a diplomatic relationship with America, and you should be recognized as an independent country immediately, not wait until the election. And you must purchase nuclear weapon from the United States, because not every president is like Donald Trump to protect Taiwan. So you need to defend yourself against the CCP from mainland. So this is my warning to them. I had many interviews from Taiwan media, and I warned them again and again. I'm not a warmonger, but you need to protect yourself. The reason we are being bullied now in Hong Kong is because we have no arm. We are helpless.
And what do you think about Joe Biden when he wins the re-election, the election? What do you think it will happen of Taiwan and Hong Kong?
Biden is bad news. Health-wise, I don't even think he is healthy, first of all. So I don't understand why the Democrats put him up as a candidate. It's the biggest joke. Secondly, while he was vice president for under Obama, he was in charge of the relationship with China. He was directly in charge, and he let go. He let the Chinese build the military installation in the South China Sea. All right, he let the PRC basically get away with murder. His family, brother and son, have been making huge amount of money from China And of course, you know better, also from Euclid, all right? And so it's a very corrupted family. And now verbally, he said, oh, I'm anti-communist too, all right? That's what he says. But you know what I mean. I can say anything. So it would be hopeless. If he gets elected, it will be hopeless for Hong Kong, hopeless for Taiwan, and hopeless for the free world, because that would mean the PRC would have won against the free world. And it's over, game over.
And we were talking about the US, and what about the free world, the rest of the free world, how this world can help Hong Kongers? What should, for example, the European Union do?
Forget about them. I think the NATO is good. The NATO, because they understand the safety. You guys all suffered under communism. So the NATO, in spirit, understand they have to be together. Right. So the NATO, and I think Taiwan should join the NATO, it should change name, and Japan, Korea, South Korea should all join the NATO. And that is really, we must defend ourselves. Even with a different president, at least the military, world military should join together. And hopefully we'll elect some better leaders. You know, not something like this, what Angela Merkel, right? What a disappointment.
And what do you think what an average Polish people could do to support Hong Kong? What should our viewers do to support you now?
I appreciate your spiritual support. And we may go to World Court, all right? The people of Hong Kong may go to World Court because since they broke the joint declaration, the Chinese broke the joint declaration, the sovereignty of Hong Kong should be reverted back to the British. And the British should give it back to the people of Hong Kong before 1997. And that way, we will go to World Court to fight for our rights. So when the communists crumble, the communist regime crumble, then we will have some kind of self-determination. A referendum on what to do for ourselves. We can join this or join that, but that's up to the people of Hong Kong. So we like your Polish government and your people to support our action in World Court and in the court of public opinion. Very, very important what you're doing.
And we are praying for you personally and for Hong Kong, and especially for Hong Kong kids and students who are fighting for freedom. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm a Christian too. Yeah. I'm an Anglican, you know, from the Church of England. So, but I believe in God too. Yeah. Thank you. And one more thing, the biggest weakness of the CCP is because they are atheists. All right? That is our biggest weapon, God.
Yes, we say almost every day in our TV with the pastor, our against the tight TV editor-in-chief, Pastor Paweł Chojecki, who said that this is the worst thing, that the CCP are atheists, that they fight with God, indeed. But it got off
with that's their biggest weakness. Yeah. That is their biggest weakness. Thank you.
Thank you
for the interview.
So much, and God bless you, and we will be strong in God. And thank you so much for your letter to President Trump. You recorded with Jimmy Lai. We interviewed Jimmy Lai also, and we translated your letter into Polish as the only one Polish television. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was Elmer Yuan, a Hong Kong entrepreneur who supported Hong Kong pro-democratic protest. It was against the Thai TV, Unika Hojecka. See you soon.
Goodbye, Polish friends.